The Desert Healthcare District and Foundation presents a podcast that supports your health and wellness where you live. This is Healthy Desert, Healthy You, hosted by Will Dean. Now, here's Will.
Hello, friends. Today, we are going to talk about a topic that, if you live in the Coachella Valley, you've heard discussed many times, and that is our workforce development. I work in healthcare, and it's an especially important topic for us. There is a shortage of physicians and other healthcare professionals. Our guest today works with an organization that is doing a lot of great work toward developing our workforce. Our guest is Kim McNulty, who is the Vice President of Regional Strategy for One Future Coachella Valley. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you.
I'm so happy that you're here. For the listeners and viewers who don't know about One Future, how would you describe it or define it?
So One Future is a nonprofit here in the Valley, and our mission is to make sure that local students have an opportunity to get the skills and the training that they need to secure the careers that they'd like to have. And we're trying to help connect them to some of those areas that have great potential and great need in our Valley. And healthcare is one of those sectors. So we facilitate something called a regional plan where we connect more than 300 community partners around focusing our efforts on how to support students. And then we have a scholarship initiative. And we award college scholarships to about 300 or 350 students every year. And
wow.
They get a scholarship and a year of wraparound supports to help them be successful.
That is a lot of students, a lot of scholarships. They're not all in healthcare. They're in different areas, different fields.
Correct. Okay. They are across the board. Primarily, students need to have lived in the Coachella Valley for 3 years and demonstrate a financial need. And we do that through their FAFSA application. And then to have a vision for what they'd like to do in college and what they'd like to do as a career and how they might apply that in the Coachella Valley. So we're all about helping students develop their skills and talents and then bring them back so that they are able to get great jobs in the Valley and support our economy and their families.
So in addition to scholarships, and you've talked about this, support services, mentorship are really important. Talk about some of those other services that are available to students.
Fantastic. So for the students who receive the scholarship, they get a year of, we call it holistic support services. So we have counseling folks on our team who help them with the college navigation process. We also put together workshops for them. So professional development workshops, so they start to develop those skills for when they do graduate school and come back to work in the workforce. And then we have specialized programs. We've had a partnership with Health Career Connection since 2010. And that provides a full-time 10-week paid internship in the summer for students who are interested in pursuing healthcare careers or careers that touch on the social determinants of health. So that could include interning with city and their planning department as they look at ways to improve parks or services for residents. And we've had about 300 students complete that scholarship over the last 15 years, and that has generated about $1.5 million in summer wages for those students. So that's really important, is to make sure the students have the opportunity to develop skills, but also build their own local network and then earn the money that they need to help continue on their education journey.
Yeah, it's fabulous. I know the healthcare district has benefited from the Healthcare Connections program.
Yep.
We've had some interns and they've all been fabulous. Talk a little bit about peer-to-peer support or mentorship.
That is so important. And part of our strategy with One Future, we've awarded collectively $20 million to 3,000 local students since we started doing scholarships in 2010. And we now bring those students back as part of our student leadership team, and they help design all of the programming that we do for our current scholars. And so it really is a peer-to-peer experience with them informing the design and then also helping to do the implementation of it. And then we do great things like we're partnering with CSUSB and our K-12 districts and College of the Desert on a program to help high school students do LVN coursework at College of the Desert while they're still in high school. And as part of the supports we're doing for that cohort, they just did a peer mentoring workshop with CSUSB nursing students. So our high school students got a chance to look ahead to what it might be like when they go to college by being mentored by students who are currently in the nursing program at CSUSB.
They're getting that real world experience.
Yeah.
I love that. And I love the fact that our recent high school graduates or college graduates are coming back and they're helping to design the program. They've been through it very recently, so they can really help shape what the kids are going to experience.
Yeah, and it makes all the difference in the world when someone that's your own age level, experience level, is helping to communicate all of the things that we hope they get when they come back to work in the workforce.
I was on the One Future website, and I was really intrigued by the alignment teams.
Yeah.
Tell me about that and what that's about.
So the way that we do this work is we connect, as I mentioned, about 300 community partners. And in 2011-12, we created something called the Regional Plan for College and Career Success. And 75 stakeholders came together and said, this is what we would really like for our students. And we agreed on the things that we can hold in common. So helping them graduate high school, helping them get access to college and higher ed, helping connect them to work-based learning experiences. And once we had developed this beautiful 27-page plan, someone said, well, now what do you want us to do with it? And we said, we'd like to implement it. And they said, how? And so we partnered with some colleagues in Nashville, and they have a program called Alignment. And it really is a structure for how you can engage groups of community partners to collaborate together and do things in common that can advance things that you want to get done. We currently facilitate 7 alignment teams, and one of those is Integrated Health Careers. And so using that as an example, we bring together teachers from the high school health academy programs, college educators, and then employers who are looking to hire those students. And we talk about things that the teachers and the students need and the things the employers need, and then we create programming around it. So a great example is, you mentioned healthcare workforce and the need to grow it. One huge area is behavioral health workforce. And so that team came together and said, it's hard for students to aspire to a career in behavioral health if they don't know what that means and they've never experienced it. And we found that many of the students in the Coachella Valley culturally just hadn't been attuned to behavioral health and mental wellness as a thing. And so we created a program called Let's Get Psyched. And this is the second year we've done it. We had 170 students this year at College of the Desert for a full day. And they got to meet not only behavioral health professionals, therapists, social workers, but also the educators in higher ed who are leading programs like the social work program at Cal State or the nursing and kinesiology and psychology programs at COD. And they got to tour the campus, meet those professionals, and start to maybe dream about what careers they might want to do. And so we're working to help connect those dots, helping them experience things they may not have thought about, but then also connect them to the pathway that can get them to those careers.
That's really important. And it seems so obvious, but I guess we don't really think about that. If you haven't been exposed to a particular career, then you're not going to know about it as an opportunity for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. It's especially in behavioral health. One of the tricks with behavioral health is you need to come up with age-appropriate experiences for students. It would not be effective or positive for students to experience crisis situations, but there are plenty of things they can experience, like group therapy. They can work with Jewish Family Services on their case management programs. So we can introduce them to the services that are being delivered here and some of the resources available. And then as they proceed down that path to want to pursue those certifications and become those professionals, they've got some of those early experiences under their belts. And then by convening these alignment teams, we have a regular resource where they can plug in. So our integrated health team meets virtually, and students are always welcome to be a part of that conversation to hear about what's happening and ask questions. And then we can connect students to those professional peer mentors as well.
Excellent. You mentioned career pathways. Yeah. And I read that you or one of the founders are very much involved in CVAP, Coachella Valley Academic Partnerships Career Pathways Initiative in 2005.
Yeah.
Is that still happening?
Now the work has morphed into what One Future Coachella Valley is now. So
okay.
The work that we do as One Future began, as you said, in 2004-05. The Coachella Valley Economic Partnership at the time was a regional economic development agency. And they knew that we needed to diversify the economy of the Coachella Valley. We were right on the cusp of really some significant growth. And that in order to attract an industry here that could provide high wage career opportunities for our youth, we needed to have a talent pipeline. And so we embarked on creating something called the Career Pathways Initiative. And we started in sectors. So the work we're doing today in that integrated health careers team really began back in 2005 as part of our healthcare industry council. And the strategy all along was to connect our K-12 education partners who have these career tech ed pathway programs and make sure that those teachers and students are connected to the employers in those sectors, and then making sure that they also then are connected to higher ed opportunities. And then ultimately, we want to bring them back after they graduate to work in the workforce. Currently in the healthcare sector, when we started in 2005, the region had 3 high school health academy programs with about 600 students. And today, across our 3 K-12 districts, there are 8 high school health career tech ed pathways with about 1,300 students studying there.
That is incredible.
The region's really expanded those resources for kids.
I love that. That work continues.
Yeah.
Kim, tell me, what do you hear from community leaders and business leaders about the type of industry they want to develop here?
There's a lot of interest in exploring things around renewable energy and clean tech to continue the work we've been doing around healthcare. Lots of talk recently in the last year, especially with City of Palm Springs, around AI. And I think within the career tech ed sector in the schools and in the colleges, there are 15 sort of standard industry sector pathways. And so the programs in the schools are built around those, but informed by what the local needs and interests are. So I know there's also a huge interest in growing or connecting students to careers in public service. So that's everything from what you might think of as just police and fire, but also to city government and city planning, and getting students to see that there are opportunities in those areas that then impact everything that we do in the Coachella Valley, from transportation to service delivery and resources for residents.
I know that One Future already has a really important relationship with College of the Desert. Do you foresee that developing more with the construction of the new campus in Palm Springs?
Oh, absolutely. We work really closely with Dr. Martinez and his whole team on a variety of different levels. So there's the work that we're doing in collaboration with healthcare leaders on our healthcare leadership roundtable. A year and a half ago, I think 5 partners came together with Desert Healthcare District to fund $3.4 million that double the number of students who can graduate from College of the Desert's RN program. So we've been actively involved in that. We're also collaborating with Gents Alliance program that we do to support young male scholars in their successful transition through school and into career. And then collaborating on a whole variety of dual enrollment programs. So right now, College of the Desert is really expanding opportunities for high school students to take college classes while they're still in high school so that they can graduate with college credits already in their toolkit. And it accelerates their ability to complete higher ed more quickly and also decreases their need for financial aid. So yeah, we're collaborating a ton on that and excited for the expansion of the new campus in Palm Springs. Our business engagement alignment team is already collaborating and envisioning doing a big regional career fair for students as part of when that campus opens and hosting it on site. And then we work really closely with CSUSB's Palm Desert campus and UCR. So the work that One Future does is really connected to all of those folks that are delivering education across the K to 16 continuum, as well as the employers who are looking to hire those students when they graduate.
Excellent. I'm very excited about the COD campus as well. I drive by it, the construction site, nearly every day, and I can't wait.
Oh, me too. It's been a long time in the planning and the design, and College of the Desert has done a great job inviting the community to inform the development of that. And I know the local hospitality community is very involved in what's going to be happening on that campus, as well as the arts and media entertainment. So really great resources are being developed for our community.
Tell me about the Gents Alliance. Are there particular issues that are addressed with male students or?
Yeah. So One Future's been awarding scholarships since 2010. And as we looked at our data over those early years, we started to notice that young women were successfully completing at a higher rate than young men. And when we talked to the young men and dug into that, we recognized that many young men have significant responsibilities to their family and other challenges that they're juggling while they're pursuing higher ed. And so we developed a whole sort of suite of support services for those young men to help them be successful. And we had great success with it. And so when we shared that with our K-12 partners, they said, we'd like to do some of that with our young men as well. And so We've started in partnership with the school district's Gents Alliance clubs at the high school level. And the focus there is to have supports for the young men, and the programming is all delivered by young men. One Future has a team, I think, of 15 now, and 7 of our staff are former scholars. So young people who've gone through school here and received our scholarship services, and now they're helping to lead programs like Gents, which is wonderful. So what we're working to do there is help them develop those core essential skills that they're going to need to be successful in school, but also in employment. So things like communication, problem solving, developing their emotional intelligence, and then helping them connect to resources that they might need access to. So currently, we are supporting the districts to host programs at the high school level. And also, we're collaborating with College of the Desert, and we're serving about 150 young men at College of the Desert. And that's really a leadership development program. So connecting them to skills development, but also to employers and career opportunities that they might not know about as well.
I love that former scholars have come back and have helped design that program through One Future. One of the challenges, I think, for industry here, all industries, is being able to retain the students and who are educated and graduate from college here in the Valley. How does One Future address that?
And so that's an area we're really starting to dig into now with a workforce. We're in the process of designing a workforce talent development division within our work, because in the early days it was, we need to help students get the education and get them into college and then through college and graduate. And then those students started returning and saying, okay, I got my degree, I need a job. And we realized that there was some skills, further skills development that they could benefit for, just that work readiness piece. And that many of the students had not had an opportunity to have early jobs. So some of those skills that you develop just having that first job, wherever it is, they didn't have the ability to have that experience. So we're looking at how we can build some of those special workshops for them, training sessions, and then help them make introductions to employers. We're working with HR departments now to help them understand, here's the talent pipeline that's emerging, and work with them to identify what additional skills we can help those students develop, because ultimately we want to get them placed here in the Valley.
One of the things I heard when I first moved here in 2007 is that a lot of students who grew up here couldn't wait to get away from here because there was not a lot for them. But since then, I've noticed that a lot of people who grew up here actually want to remain here. You grew up here.
Yeah.
What was your experience? Could you not wait to get away, or just wanted to stay?
I grew up a long time ago here, but I loved the desert. I was blessed to be here. My family came here in the late 30s. My grandfather was actually the first full-time dentist in Indio in the 30s. And so I grew up with stories of my dad talking about what it was like to grow up in Indio, and then they moved to Palm Springs. And I just loved the desert. And so for me, I always wanted to come back, but I was also, I had an opportunity to go away to school and experience what it was like to live in San Diego and what have you. And I think at that time, there wasn't a lot for students to do. For come back, it's okay. But now, the Coachella Valley's grown significantly. When I was growing up, I think the population of the city of Palm Springs was 15,000.
Wow.
And we're now at 41,000, and the whole valley is about 450,000. And we've got things like Coachella and Stagecoach. The AquaSure Arena is bringing in year-round entertainment. And the job opportunities have increased significantly. We've got tremendous healthcare providers and resources. And the tourism and hospitality sector has great opportunities for students. If you go to work for one of the big hotel chains now and work for them for 20 years, you get, in addition to the work you've been doing and a salary, you get an opportunity to travel. They have travel benefits. There's lots of things that I think students don't realize, that there are transferable skills they could do starting out there and continue on into management positions or take those skills to other sectors. So I think even the Modernism Week is a great example. I think throughout the year now, we've got things that make it fun for people to be here year round, and more opportunities emerging for young professionals. One Future is doing some work around that. I know Palm Springs Chamber of Commerce has their Emerge program. Rancho Mirage Chamber of Commerce has a young professionals network. So we're all looking to create places for those young adults to plug in And many of them are coming back and starting their own companies too, which is, I think, great for all of us.
One of the things that I really admire about One Future is the ability of the organization to really hone in on very specific needs. You talked about the GINS Alliance, and I know through the healthcare district, there's a Black and African American healthcare scholarship program.
Yes.
So that's been really important to the organization.
And that's part and parcel of the way we do the work through this alignment process. It is all about listening to what the needs are, and then as a region, as a group, come together and figure out how we can best address it. And we always work backward from the data. Desert Healthcare District, when we launched the Behavioral Health Workforce Alignment Team, we came together to say, what does it really look like? Where are the needs? And then we convened the partners around that to say, okay, these are the gaps, these are the barriers, these are the challenges. And then we dug into how we might address them. And in that particular setting, specifically, the district funded scholarships specific in behavioral health. The first year, we didn't have many kids applying, and that caused that team to dig deeper. And they did some surveys, or the schools did surveys, and they found out that 80% of the students thought they had a significant behavioral health need, which when we dug into that, helped us discover they didn't really have that. They just didn't know what was normal and what behavioral health was all about. So that team was then able to shift focus and work with our K-12 districts to normalize what mental health and mental wellness is all about. And we created tools. So that team still offers a free monthly e-newsletter called Mindful Moments. You've been great about sharing that on the district site.
It's a great newsletter.
It's just fun. And we're always looking for content. So if any of the listeners or viewers want to share that, we'd love to get it. But it's real-time resource development. And the same thing happened with the Black and African American scholars. They looked at the providers in the Coachella Valley and realized it was not reflective of the population we're serving. And so we came together and said, what can we do about that? And so we convene now an alignment team around that. And the district has provided funding for scholarships. And then One Future's development team is also going out and raising money for scholarships. And then we're identifying what the barriers are. So particular with that team, we've held a number of workshops for students and their parents about career opportunities within the healthcare sector, with a specific emphasis on resources that are available for students of color. So it's all about listening to the community and then coming together and strategically planning and aligning resources together so that we can meet that need. And that's the exciting thing, because it's ever changing, right?
It is.
What we needed 5 years ago might not be what we need today, but we've got a flexible structure in place where we can have those conversations and continually adjust.
And listening to the community first.
Exactly.
So this next question is twofold, because I know that you are involved in many organizations and activities in the Valley, in addition to the work that you do with One Future. So what motivates you to do the work that you do? And what are you most proud of in terms of your work with One Future?
Oh my gosh. You know, what motivates me? I am blessed to have a job that doesn't feel like a job. It really is a passion and vocation, because what could be better than helping students in the Coachella Valley discover their gifts and talents and then support them to build those up and get them the resources they need to be successful so that they can come back and be that next generation leadership team that's going to support all of us? It's just a blessing. It's a gift. And the people I get to work with that are also passionate about doing their work, and then the students themselves and their stories, I truly do get goosebumps thinking about it, because you're making a difference. It's making this place that I love so much even more fabulous and giving us the tools to thrive into the future. I think most proud of with One Future is the fact that we're here. We started it from a standing start. Coachella Valley Economic Partnership had a grant to start a career pathways initiative. And they had an idea that we had a great opportunity to grow and diversify our economy, and that talent would be at the center of that. And so this was an opportunity to build a network to do that. But when you're starting out, you don't know how to get that done, right? So we had a framework, and some really smart people had helped inform it. And then we just started moving forward, and fast forward from starting out with the career pathways initiative, which our CEO now, Sheila Thornton, and myself as two part-time folks, to a robust team of 14 or 15 doing this work ongoing, and having expanded into a scholarship initiative and student support and now having those students come back and help lead in the Valley, it's pretty exciting because you're adding value to the region and helping to create things that are going to live on far beyond when I retire. On the 6th of March, we're going to be celebrating our Future is Ours Awards event. And a key piece of that is students telling their stories. Lillian Casillas was one of our scholars back in 2010. She is currently the lead Health Academy teacher at Indio High School, and she's helping lead that program that was something that came out of this work. And yet she's going to be able to share about how the support that this community was able to come together and give her through the scholarship has impacted the work that she's doing now. We have students who've gone through hospitality programs. It's just pretty exciting. Many of our Health Career Connection alums are going to be there. And those are young people who are now working in the Valley. When you look around the Valley and see people that have been touched by the work that all of us have done, I think that's a pretty cool thing.
It is. It's very satisfying.
And we can only do it with partners like Desert Healthcare District. You guys have been along since the very beginning, 2005. And it happens because we've got critical friends and thought partners who can help us think better about the work we do and help us develop things in partnership and then fund it. And that goes for all the colleagues that are doing this work with us. And can't say enough about the folks in our K-12 school districts and our higher ed partners at COD and CSU and UCR. And then the regular people out there in the community who just want to volunteer and be a part of the help. So
it's all about collaboration.
It's all about collaboration.
Yes. For residents and listeners and viewers who want to become involved or want to learn more, where can they do that?
They can check us out. Our website is onefuturecv.org, and all of our contact information is in there. Folks will be able to also reach out to you at DHCD, and you can connect them.
Absolutely.
And to me directly, and we can share my contact information.
Okay.
The one trick with me for your listeners and guests is, if you leave me a voicemail, you got to text me and let me know you did it, because I often forget those. But shoot me an email and just share what you're interested in, and we'll get you connected.
Excellent. Thank you, Kim.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate this opportunity.
Absolutely. So that is our episode for today. Please remember, if you want to follow us, we are available wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. Please be well.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Healthy Desert. Healthy You. This podcast is a production of the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation in Palm Springs, California. For more information, please visit the website dhcd.org. Our annual conference site is healthydeserthealthyyou.com. This podcast is available at most major podcast portals, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Captivate.fm, Spotify, and YouTube Music. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe.